Very well, thank you.
Now, I know you had a meeting going back in December, but I'm assuming this meeting coming up, your cup will be the first one under the new protocols. You can have some people on track. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So just tell our listeners what sort of numbers you're allowed to have, what you're expecting for this version of the Hamilton Cup meeting.
We're operating on Tier 3 with the Victorian government. We're allowed to have 1,000 people. I think it might have even changed. It keeps changing every moment. And we've gone online booking to try and make to calculate the numbers as we go. And the online booking's been going pretty well all day today, so we'll tally up some numbers tonight. We're hoping to get somewhere between the 500 and 1,000 people there.
What would you normally get, David?
Around 1,000, 800 to 1,000.
Right, so we're just slightly tempered off, but anyone that wants to come locally or travelling, the bottom line is they'll be able to go, obviously.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what have you had to do as a club manager that you haven't had to do in the past for this? Will be your first foray with people on track for a long time under the protocols. How different will be the Hamilton Cup meeting compared to other years?
It'll be a lot different. Everybody has to have a declaration or contact tracing of some sort, whether they do it by QR code, pre on our website, which we've had to set up so people can pre-book. So there'll be won't be just walk in, you'll have to do your registration or some sort of contact tracing. We just have to do it.
Right. How has the year been for you? How many times do you normally race at Hamilton? How would you describe 2020 for your club?
We've been successful as far as racing goes, but very quiet on the public. But it's been reasonably successful. We lost, I think, 2 meetings for this last 12 months. But the numbers in our cup are really good. We've got 80-odd horses competing on Sunday, which is really good. Full field for the cup, for the Trotters Cup and the Pacers Cup.
Yes, you do have both the Trotting and Pacing Cup as well. We should mention that. We always like to thank sponsors of it for their support. It's the Matthews Petroleum Pacing Cup. Have they been with you for a while?
They have, as long as I can remember. I've only been 12 months, but as long as I can remember, they've been sponsoring the Pacing Cup, and they're really good. They are good to us.
And your Trotting Cup, who are Alexandra House, David?
Alexandra House is part owned by the Hamilton Harness and also the Hamilton Kangaroos. So we get a dividend off them and they support us.
Good luck with your meeting. When do you race again after the Sunday Cup?
Easter Monday, which we're hoping to make that some sort of a special day too. If we can pull it off, we'll make it something special. We'll have a bit of a rest after this one and then get ready for Easter Monday.
Did you have your Easter meeting in 2020 but with no one there? Was that the case? Or
no, we didn't have it last year.
You didn't have it. It was one of those you lost. Right.
Yes, we did lose those. Yes.
Good luck on Sunday with your cup. We'll speak again. All the best, David.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.